My problem, Bill.
Your problem. Listen, Dave. Don't give me any of your horse shit about jurisdiction in this one, you understand?
Would you like me to step outside?
Just finish up what you're doing.
Somewhere in this rugged mountain countryside, possibly above the snow line, shrouded in mist, the fugitive John Rambo is hiding. Units of the state police, along with local members of the National Guard, are now being mobilized. What still remains unexplained by local authorities is just how and where the former Green Beret came into possession of the weapons with which he allegedly killed one deputy sheriff and tried to kill six others. Only their skilled training and police enforcement techniques saved their lives. And word now is that the fugitive will be in custody in a matter of hours.
Maps, Will. Will, there's something I think you ought to know. Talk to you later, okay?
What is it, Lester? What is it? For Christ's sake, spit it out.
Oh, well, I was just talking to Mitch, and he was saying that Galt and a couple of deputies were a little hard on the guy.
Assholes.
Doesn't make one goddamn bit of difference, Dave, and you know it. If one of my deputies gets out of line with a prisoner, then the prisoner comes to me with it. And if I find out it's like he says, I kick the deputy's ass. Me, the law, that's the way it's gotta be. Hell breaks loose. Whatever possessed God in heaven to make a man like Rambo?
God didn't make Rambo. I made him.
Who the hell are you?
Sam Trotman. Colonel Samuel Trotman.
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Your boy?
I recruited him. I trained him. I commanded him in Vietnam for 3 years. I'd say that makes him mine.
I wonder why the Pentagon would send a full-bird colonel down here to handle this.
The Army thought I might be able to help.
Well, I don't know in what way. Rambo's a civilian now. He's my problem.
I don't think you understand. I didn't come here to rescue Rambo from you. I came here to rescue you from him.
Well, we all appreciate your concern, Colonel. I will try to be extra careful.
I'm just amazed that he allowed any of your posse to live.
Is that right?
Strictly speaking, he slipped up. You're lucky to be breathing.
That's just great. Colonel, you came out here to find out why one of your machines blew a gasket.
You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare. With a man who's the best. With guns, with knives, with his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain. Ignore weather. To live off the land. To eat things that'll make a billy goat puke. In Vietnam, his job was to dispose of enemy personnel. To kill. Period. Win by attrition. Well, Rambo was the best.
All right, this is a longer scene than I remember, but skip ahead when they come back and he tells him, just let him go, defuse the situation. And that's my point to Israel. And that's what 6 months ago, Michael Savage, who knows the former heads of Mossad, all of it, talked to him. They said, God, we're screwed. This is totally insane. The whole world's a turn against us. It's going to end in Armageddon. And Netanyahu and his crazies are like, yay, wee, woo, woo, woo. And I don't do this to kiss Israel's ass. Everybody wants to turn against Israel. I can put on a Hitler uniform and be more popular. I don't support that. My point is that this is insane. Go ahead, back to the clip. Here it is.
You want a war you can't win?
Are you telling me that 200 men against your boy is a no-win situation for us?
You send that many. Don't forget one thing.
What?
A good supply of body bags.
Troutman! I don't know which side you're on, Troutman. I still think you came out here just to cover your ass.
It doesn't matter. The show's almost over. In post, it's the piece right before that where he says, let him slip away. Back it up 2 minutes. We got to find the piece. We just got to do it. It's not your fault. I'm the one moving around live on this. Back up a little bit before that where he says, let him slip away and pick him up at a car wash or something. I think is what he says. But that's exactly what we're talking about. This is set up for a no-win situation for Israel. Okay? And then it messes everything else we're doing up. So when I try to get Israel to not do this, it's because I care about everybody. Go back to the clip.
Now you got us all scared to death. What do you and the special forces think I ought to do about your psycho out there?
Let him go.
Do what?
For now. Defuse the whole situation. Defuse him. Provide a little gap and let him slip through it. Then put out a nationwide APB. In a couple of weeks, you'll pick him up in Seattle or someplace working in a car wash. There'll be no fight, and nobody else will get hurt.
I do my own work. I don't figure the best way to do that is to close my eyes and then hope he gets picked up in Seattle.
Well, if you send your people in there after him, they'll get killed.
You know, we're just a small hick town sheriff's department, Colonel, but we're expected to do our duty just like our heroes in the special forces.
In special forces, we teach our people to stay alive in the line of duty.
No shit. I never thought of that.
You want a war you can't win?
Are you telling me that 200 men against your boy...
All right, let's stop there. So I got the point out. That is exactly where Israel and Trump is. And all of you idiots thinking you just say we're going to win and you say they're going to fall, roll the dice, roll the dice, roll the dice, roll the dice, roll the dice. You are idiots. You don't roll the dice with stuff like thermonuclear war and global collapse so the damn Rothschilds and BlackRock get what they want. And they're the most insane people out there. They're worse than Netanyahu. I wanted to play this Tucker Carlson clip in closing because this shows how Tucker didn't turn against Trump, so the left loves him. He did it because it was the right thing to do, and he has all these intense conversations with Trump, and Trump thought he was invincible a few months ago and said, I can't be stopped. Notice when Tucker talked about the New York Times, Trump didn't deny it. That's megalomania. So here's Saturday Night Live Saturday being nice to Tucker, implying he's a racist, insulting this, you know, this character with that. So I don't do what I do to get the curry and the support of the left. I do it because it's the right thing to do. They're the enemy, they're the establishment, and Trump has walked right into their hands. Here's the clip from Saturday Night Live.
The Met Gala took place in New York this week. Here to give his thoughts on fashion's biggest night is conservative political commentator Tucker Carlson.
Thank you, Colin. The Met Gala, a night of fashion and fun. Huh? Really? Yes, come on, everybody. Let's all prance around in our $100,000 clown outfits and watch the American Empire crumble. What are we doing? What's going on?
So you didn't like this year's Met Gala?
Oh, no, I loved it, because when I go to a museum, I don't want to talk about history. No, I want to look at The Rock in a skirt. Do you smell what The Rock is cooking? Because I do. It's gender confusion. That's the rule. That's the goal.
Which is all
now.
True. They make a joke out of it.
I don't think that's the goal. I think it's just like meant to be fun.
Okay, well, what about Madonna? She named herself after the Virgin Mary. And you want to know my favorite thing about the mother of Jesus Christ? Oh, I know. The big pirate ship on her head. And I have to be attracted to this?
You don't have to be attracted to any of them. I mean, weren't there any outfits you liked? I mean, Heidi Klum's was fun, right?
Oh, yes. The left has finally gotten what they've always wanted. They put the Statue of Liberty in a burqa.
All right. Dad, you know that's not what she was doing.
What's next? Does the Chrysler Building become the anti-Chrysler Building? What are we doing? What's going on? Is this the New York we want to live in, Colin?
Don't you live in, like, Maine?
Yes, and let's talk about Maine. M-A-I-N-E? Huh, really? The E is silent. But who silenced it, and why?
What the hell are you talking about? You're talking about the silent E in Maine now.
I'm glad you brought it up, Colin.
I did.
And what does that E stand for? Oh, I know. Euphoria.
No.
Oh, yes. No. Euphoria. No. And no, I'm not talking about the feeling I get when I press 1 for English.
Come on, man.
Oh, and look who's next coming down the runway. It's Jafar Jackson, who had the gall to show up after starring in the Michael Jackson movie.
Oh, yeah, some people were very upset about that movie, yeah.
And they should be. The movie ends in 1988, so obviously they avoided something serious that needs to be acknowledged. The part of Michael Jackson's life no one wants to talk about anymore. Of course, I'm talking about the part when he was a white man.
Okay.
Sorry, kids. Michael Jackson doesn't get to live a beautiful white life anymore. Huh. Who does that remind me of? Oh, that's right. All of us. That's the rule. That's the goal now. Shimona? Yeah. More like shame on ya.
Oh, Jesus, dude. That's just awful.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
What?
Round Bananas. You want to eat bananas without looking gay? Try Round Bananas.
Yeah, all of us with podcasts. much bigger than Saturday Night Live. We're bags. We have sponsors, though. They have their drug companies and all the rest of their scams. It's pure bull. Speaking of that, I'm funded by you, the AlexShieldsStore.com. Huge sale on the Shilajit gummies and on the bovine colostrum right now. Buy one, get one free. It ends tomorrow night at midnight. I can't do this without you. I'm not shamed by Saturday Night Live or anybody that we sell stuff. That's how the world works. I sell you stuff that really works. Take action now. TheAlexShieldsStore.com. But whatever you do, share the live feeds on Rumble. Rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow live, because Harrison Smith is taking over right now, and on X at Real Alex Jones, and follow us at AJN Live on X as well. Great job, crew. God bless you all. A lot more coming. So watch our website, AlexJonesLive.com. AlexJonesLive.com, the coordinates of victory.
Well, we feel really good that we're one step closer to achieving one of the primary goals that the families had when they brought this litigation, which was to prevent Alex Jones from ever inflicting the kind of harm at scale that he had inflicted upon them.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship, and I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I read about this last night on a website.
After a decade of trying to shut us down and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, believe they will be successful shutting us down Thursday night at midnight. But we're starting the Alex Jones Network. And the coordinates of the next phase of the InfoWar is AlexJonesLive.com. So if you want to stand against the tyrants and against the censors and against the globalists and against their goal to shut us